I remember this.
Oh, I see my brother Robert Hicks is on. Hey, thank you so much, my friend. Keep listening. Because it's going to be good times.
This is it.
This is it. It's from that Dance, Dance, Dance album. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, we're going to stop the presses right here. We're going to stop them right there. That's another one of my favorites by them. You were just reminding me how awesome these cats were.
And it's so, you know, I'm telling you, the longer I live, the more convinced I am that there are no coincidences. I just realize this year we are celebrating, and we're going to do a lot of this summer, with especially June being Black Music Month.
Oh boy.
This year we are celebrating 50 years of hip hop.
No way.
Yes. And
wait a minute. Wow.
Yes. Now, you know, you have to remember that for the first
wow
8 or so years, it was a New York phenomenon, but then radio starts to pick it up. You know, you're talking like 81, 82 or so, you know. Let me say this, down south, down here in the south, we started picking it up, but I don't know about New York, but yeah.
Well, you know, I tell you, now there's a, some would say, and I was reading this book called Reggae Bloodlines back in the 70s, and some would say that it started over in Jamaica when they used to.
I've heard that.
Oh yes. And it was two cats. One's named Iroy and the other one was Uroy.
Yeah.
Okay. And they used to go around they had a van and they had go around with speakers and then they would play tracks of music and then they would rap over top of that.
Now there's beef between them and the Bronx contingent about that, right?
It is, yes. Yeah. Absolutely there is. And so, I don't know. We've got to dig deeper here because, like I said, that book, Reggae Bloodlines, did it come out? I know it came out in the 70s and I read that book. Mm-hmm. A fascinating book about Jamaica and reggae music and the whole culture there. It was a fascinating read.
Well, here's some fascinating history here too. Now we just played Good Times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I'm going to share a little something. Good Times is what? Good Times is released in 1977. I want to say, what am I talking about? Wait a minute.
It was before that, wasn't it?
Good Times.
Boy, help me.
No, 1979. What am I talking about? Oh my God.
79?
1979. June 4th, 1979. Now, let me tell you how this comes in. Now let's go back. We're going to go back to, the late fall, early winter of 1978. Now, I was telling you about Nile Rodgers and how connected he was with the New York scene and everything. You know the band Blondie?
Yes.
Deborah Harry. Deborah Harry and Nile Rodgers to this day are tight. They are tight friends. Late fall, early winter 1978, Debbie Harry invited Nile Rodgers to go with her. And Chris Stein, who was also a member of Blondie, they knew of a hip hop event that was going on at a high school in the Bronx. And they wanted Nile to see these cats break dance to this new kind of music that was played out of these giant boombox stereos that are playing at this high school. And when Nile Rodgers saw this for the first time, his mouth just dropped. He could not believe what was going on, and he just felt like this is the future, you know, that's going on. This is just the new thing that's going on. That was late fall, early winter 1978. Now, June 4th, 1979, what song was released? We just played it.
Chic. Good Times.
Good Times. Now, that was June. September 20th. And September 21st.
Interesting.
September 20th, September 21st at the Palladium Club in New York City.
Okay.
Blondie and Chic play a double bill at that club. Okay, for two nights, the 20th and the 21st of September 1979. When Chic begins to play Good Times, there were four young men in the audience. Hmm. A gentleman by the name of Fab Five Freddy.
Okay. I've heard that name.
Mm-hmm. Big Bank Hank. Wonder Mike.
Yes.
And Master G.
I see where you're going with this.
They jumped up on stage with Chic and started freestyling along with Good Times. Now, somebody else was in the audience that night. One of those two nights, somebody else was in the audience. A Ms. Sylvia Robinson, who was putting together a brand new record company.
Okay.
Entitled Sugar Hill Records. Now, Sylvia Robinson knew what she was doing because Sylvia Robinson's career went back 30 odd years, as one half of the duo, Mickey and Sylvia, with Love is Strange.
I remember the Love is Strange.
Okay. And a few years earlier in 1979, a few years earlier, around 74 or so, she had a hot scintillating single entitled Pillow Talk.
I remember that.
Okay, so she knows what she was doing. She saw this. She couldn't get to them afterwards. They disappeared. Sylvia had to pound the pavement in New York. Where can I find this guy? She was talking about Big Bank Hank. Uh-huh. Where can I find? I mean, just B-boys on the street. Where can I find? I'm looking for this guy. Somebody pointed her to a pizzeria where he was making dough, making pizzas.
Are you serious right now?
I am. She walked in and she explained herself. He did not believe this and she told him what she saw. So she got him to take a break with his manager. She went into the back of her car. She had a tape recorder. And she said, I want you to rap, to rap just like you did. I don't know if they had the term freestyle back then, but I want you to rap didn't. The way that you did that night. And so he rapped, you know, with a hip hop, all that. So she took it back to her people and they were like, get him in. So then she contacted him again, bring the other two with you. They went and did the track. In one take. Now.
What? One take?
One take. Now, here's a problem.
If you listen to this song we're going about to play, and they're doing it freestyle, that's talent.
That is talent. And you got to remember, all those cats were doing freestyles on the street, okay? And now, I don't know if this is the truth or they just saying this now because it's 2023, but a lot of their contemporaries on the street, because there were a lot of battles, you know what I mean? They're saying now, well, when Rapper's Delight came out, I was like, and you know,
right.
Yeah. You know, talking about, and then of course, remember there's that, I forgot who it was. If you know who it was, text WB and give us the story. One guy said he ripped me off. I came up with yada, 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 yada. You know, somewhere in the second verse, I came up with that and he ripped me off. And so there's beef to this day about that. Okay.
Amazing.
So all of that. But wait a minute. Here's another problem. Okay. Good Times came out June 4th, 1979. This record was recorded August 2nd, 1979.
Whoa.
And was released September 16th, 1979.
They knew they had something.
Well, there was a club where this band, where this group, now called the Sugar Hill Gang, this club was called Leviticus. And, somebody was there that night.
you know.
His name was Nile Rodgers.
Oh. Okay.
And he heard the song and he did not like it. So he went to the DJ and said, what was that? He said, rapper Zilla, Sugar Hill Gang. He said, okay, do me a favor. Look at the label. Am I listed as a co-writer? And the DJ looked at it and said, no. So there, a lawsuit was brought out because of copyright infringement, which was settled by just simply listing Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards as co-writers, as writers, co-writers of the song. And he got over it, and he said that it is one of his favorite songs of all time, and has, with the recent reincarnation of Sheik, has invited the recent incarnations of the Sugar Hill Gang on stage with them to do an interpolation.
I would like to see that.
Yeah, of Good Times and Rapper's Delight.
So, I would love to see that.
So happy ending in the end, huh?
Okay, and with that, let's get to it.
And the beat don't stop till the break of dawn.
Oh, I'm telling you right now. Hey, it's Monday Night Madness. You're hanging with WB and the Professor Pop Culture, Mr. Elroy Boyd III.
To the hip, hip, hobby, you don't stop the rocker to the bang, bang, boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello. I'm to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie, let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a D. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big guns that definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental and a some new Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talk on my checkbook, cause it costs more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a bum from the rock and not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, oh, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a Death OJ. Everybody go, hotel, motel, holiday. Take a friend, a Master G, a Mount Mellow is on you, so what you gonna do?
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start pumping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, you start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You rock it to the rhythm, shake it there. Air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Cruise the short shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of blind eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, the pop, the pop, the pop. Give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the beat.
baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, y'all. Throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here. I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere. Cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggers in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, girls. Get on the floor. Come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. Cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me, Wonder Mike, what are you waiting for?
To the hip. The hippie to the hippie to hip hip the hopper, you don't stop rocking to the bang bang the boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie bead. Well, skiddle bee bop, we rock a Scooby Doo. And guess what, America, we love you. Well, cause it rocks in a row with us so much so you can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we're like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out, a baby bubba to the boogie bang bang the boogie to the beat. Beat is so unique. Come on, everybody, and dance to the beat. To the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. I say I can't wait to the end of the week when I rap it to the rhythm of a groovy beat. An attempt to raise your body heat, I just blow your mind so with that you can't speak or do a thing. But a rock and shuffle your feet and later change up to a dance called the freak. And when you finally do come into your rhythmic beat, rest a little while so you don't get weak. I know a man in Hank, he has more rhymes than a serious bank. So come on, Hank, I sing that song until the rhythm of the boogity bang bang the ball.
The dimp, the ladies pimp, the women fight for my delight, but I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shop the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside and to the front, you do the freak spank, I do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Treacherous Trio, I win the serious joint. From sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme, because they say that miracles never cease. I've created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I say it goes like this. I was coming home late one dark afternoon. Reporter stopped me for an interview. She said she's heard stories and she's heard fables that are vicious on the mic and the turntable. This young reporter I did adore, so I rocked the vicious rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn, fly guy, I'm in love with you. Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said, I go by the name Lois Lane. And you can be my boyfriend, you surely can. Just let me quit my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose, flying through the air and panties. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said, you need a man who's got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but can he rock a party till the early light? He can't satisfy you with his little worm, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it, do it. And I'm here, and I'm there. I'm Big Bang Hank, I'm everywhere. Just throw your hands up in the air and party hard like you just don't care. Let's do it. I don't stop, y'all. I take a talk, y'all. You don't stop. I go hotel, motel. And what you gonna do today?
Say
what? Someone get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take a friend. I say skip. God, what can I say? I can't fit them all inside my OJ, so I just take half and bust them out. I give the rest to Master G so he can shock the house.
It was 12 o'clock on one Friday night. I was rocking to the beat, feeling all right. Everybody was dancing on the floor, doing all the things they never did before. And then this fly, fly girl with her sexy lead, she came into the bar, she came into the scene. As she traveled deeper inside the room, all the fellas checked out her white sash shoe. She came up to the table, looked into my eyes, then she turned around and shook her behind. So I said to myself, it's time for me to release my vicious rhyme, I call my masterpiece. And now people in the house, this is just for you, a little rap to make your boogaloo. Now the group you hear is called Phase 2, and let me tell you something, we're a hell of a crew. Once a week, we're on the street just to cutting the jams and making it free for you to party. Got to have the mood, so we'll get right down and give you a groove for you to dance. You got to be hot, so we'll get right down and make it rock. Now the system's on and the girls are
there. You definitely have a rockin' affair. But let me tell you something, there's still one fact that to have a party, got to have a rap. So when the party's over, you're making it home and trying to sleep before the break of dawn. And while you're sleeping, you start to dream and think of how you danced on a disco scene. A name appears in your mind, yeah, a name you know that was right on time. It was phase two, or just a two and a do, rocking you down, cause you know we could to the rhythm of the beat that makes you free. Come alive, girl, get on your feet. To the rhythm of the beat, the beat, the beat, the double beat, beat that makes you free. To the rhythm of the beat that says you go on and on until the break of dawn. I got the man coming on right now. He's guaranteed to no doubt. He goes by the name of Wonder Mike. Come on, Wonder Mike, do what you like.
I say a can of beer that's sweeter than honey, like a millionaire that has no money, like a rainy day that is not wet, like a gambling fiend that does not bet, like Dracula without his fangs, like the boogie to the boogie without the boogie bang, like collard greens that don't taste good, like a tree that's not made out of wood, like going up and not coming down. It's just like the beat without the sound, no sound to the beat. Beat, you do the freak, everybody just rock and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean, the macaroni soggy, the peas almost, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, mama, he's just being polite. He ain't finished. Oh, that's bull. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so you pile some more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream of the moment it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken slowly rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place. I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. So you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of KO Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. With the hip hop, the hippie to the hip, the hip hip, the hoppy, you don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie. Say, up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat. I said, Hank, can you rock? Can you rock to the rhythm that just don't stop? But can you hit me to the shoo-be-doo? I said, come on, make the people move.
I go toot the horns and then ring the bell, because I am the man with the clientele. And if you ask me why, I rock so well in Big Bang. I got clientele from the time I was only 6 years old. I never forgot what I was told. It was the best advice that I ever had. It came from my wife, dear old dad. He said, sit down, punk, I want to talk to you. And don't say a word until I'm through. Now there's a time to laugh, a time to cry, a time to live and a time to die, a time to break and a time to chill, to act civilized or act real ill. But whatever you do in your lifetime, you never let an MC steal your rhyme. So from 66 to this very day, I'll always remember what it had to say. So when the sucker MCs try to jump my style, I let them know that I'm versatile. I got style, finesse, and a little black book that's filled with rhymes, and I know you wanna look. But the thing that separates you from me, and that is called originality, because my rhymes are on. From what you heard, I didn't even bite, not a got word. And I say a little more later on tonight, so the sucker MCs can fight all night. I take a jock, y'all, a beat, y'all, a left rock, y'all. Get no stop, go hotel, motel, or what you gonna do today?
Say what?
Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some swag and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friends. I like that, y'all. To the beat, y'all. A beat, y'all. Get no stop. A Master G. A my mellow. It's on you. So what you gonna do?
Well, I like Johnny Carson on the late show. I like fucking Crocker in stereo. I like the bar case singing Holy Ghost. The sounds I throw down. I definitely the most. Just like my man, Captain Sky. He's named the Earn with the super sperm. We rock and we don't stop. Get off, y'all. I'm here to give you what you got. To the beat that it makes you feel. Come alive, girl, get on your feet. I like a Perry Mason without a case, like Farrah Fawcett without her face, like the bar case on the mic, like getting right down for you tonight, like moving your body so you don't know how, right to the rhythm and throw down, like coming alive to the Master G, the brother who rocks so viciously. At the age of one, my life begun. At the age of two, I was doing it too. At the age of three, it was you and me rocking to the sounds of the Master G. At the age of four, I was on the floor giving all of me what they bargained for. At the age of five, I didn't take no job with the Master G. It's all the way live. At the age of six, I wasn't picking up sticks, rapping to the beat. My
thing was to ask the age of seven. I was rocking in heaven.
The rapper's delight. I gotta run on down to the Sugar Hill Gang.
Right on down, making all the girls just take off the cross to the beat, to beat, to the double beat, beat that makes you free. At the age of eight, I was a really great cause every night to see. I had a date. At the age of nine, I was a right on down to every night.
On and on and on and on and on. Hey.
Hey.
I hope you guys enjoyed that.
That puts you in the flow, let me tell you.
Man. I'm dancing.
Now, I have to tell you some things that I've learned. All my life, I thought that was a sample from Good Times. Not only was that song done in one take, it was with a live band in the studio, because that was before the days of sampling. And drum machines, okay? The bassist, the original bassist for that number, Rapper's Delight, Chip Sharon, in an interview in 2010, he said that his job was to play the bass for 15 minutes with no mistakes, and he was paid $70 for that track.
Is that all?
That's all. Now, you imagine that and what it created, what it did, that it is in perpetuity. It will last forever. It was inducted into the Library of Congress songs that are culturally significant in human civilization. I know he wished that he just had those authentic cash dollars of $70 and put them in a frame. You know, just,
So there was never, ever any retribution after that?
That I don't know. But he did went on to perform with Sugar Hill Gang in a concert. But probably not. Ooh. You know, royalties are for writers, you know, and probably producers, you know, so probably not.
Wow, wow, wow. I love that song. And had to play, I don't know if there's a shorter version of it or not. I believe there is.
Oh, sure there is. Yeah, there were five mixes for that song.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How big was it?
Well, let's see. Peaked at number 36 on the Hot 100 in January of 1980. Number 4 on the Hot Soul Singles chart in December of 1979, reached number 1 in Canada in January of 1980, number 1 in the Netherlands, and number 3 in Britain, of course.
So they made money off of that.
Mm-hmm.
They made money.
Yeah.
At least the writers did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my, my, my. Got more for you. This is Monday Night Madness right here on The Buzz. Got more sheep for you and some Sister Sledge coming up.
Appealing, but I'll never get the chance, cause all I My mama said my brains are in my feet.
Bass is cold-blooded. We'll be right back. my feet. Keep dancing. I say it's nothing but a jam session. Monday Night Madness.
Nothing but
musicology with a heavy dose of what, Professor?
Serotonin. Serotonin.
Okay. Translate serotonin. Hey, man. Oh, man. I'm just digging this music. The song, my mic was on, but I said, man, that bass is cold. If you really listen to that, all the songs, a major part of their success was their bass guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't beat it with a hammer, brother.
You know, God bless Bernard Edwards, you know.
Amazing, amazing. It is great stuff, great stuff. Hey, now, coming up, I thought I'd stop the music for a second here because next is Sister Sledge. You're going to have to please share with us the connection.
Oh, boy. Well, the connection...